Well, welcome back, Scorpion Daily. Looks like the organic reach on podcasters, formerly called Anchor, has now gone away. But it's not going to stop me from documenting my journey. I still have a lot of plans for all these podcasts, so I'm just going to keep doing them. And I'm very excited today. I always say that it's like a special episode, but this one's going to be very zen. I'm feeling very, very happy, grateful, and focused. I'm driven, very driven right now. You know, it's tough to get through the hard days, and then it's easy to get through the easier days. Today, and I would say these past few days, have been more of the easier days. And so, although I feel like, you know, on fire and things are going really well, I don't want to, I guess, live in that too much, because I want to stay grounded in reality, not just reality, but I want to stay humble, and I want to just stay balanced is really what it is. Of course, I'm going to celebrate, you know, the little ways I celebrate. Sometimes, you know, I'll have a beer or two. That's like a celebration for a win. Sometimes it'll just be like treating myself to something. So nothing really crazy or out of the ordinary, but I don't even think I'm going to like be celebrating too much. Was making some music earlier. That kind of felt like a celebration, you know, dancing around with my headphones. But yeah, I believe that the balance is really going to help me out long term. Things are going good. I think you got to put in the work. I think you have to push yourself into uncharted territory, you know, become uncomfortable. Growth happens when we are outside of our comfort zone. And so it's just one of those things where you have to push yourself. Don't get too comfortable. And yeah, I just keep putting in the work. I'm connecting with a lot of people. I'm starting to put more content out there, and it's like a repurposing kind of form of content. But look, here's what I've learned. For me, some content is better than no content. So that would be my advice. No matter how you build it, no matter how you get your source of media creation, just make sure it's you, make sure it's authentic, make sure it's something that you believe in. I mean, the messaging is like extremely important. But other than that, don't worry about anything else. Don't worry about anything else. Just make sure you're putting out something. Because if you're out there and you're not pushing for anything, you're not putting out any content, you're not connecting with more people, like, you're definitely missing out on the opportunity. Right now is the time. I mean, now is the real moment to, like, seize your opportunities. So let's do it. Let's get it. Do it right now. Don't wait. Do not wait. So yeah, I'm just feeling like very zen. I'm very focused. I'm very driven. I want to do more. I might even jump on ChatGPT and figure out what more can I do to push myself and push my brand and, you know, keep providing value and building more entertainment and then also educating more, also inspiring more. I mean, just doing a whole lot of that stuff. That's really what I'm looking for. It's really what we're trying to do. So, got a podcast scheduled up for tomorrow, new guest, whole bunch of new content on that. And let's hope they don't flake out. I feel like a lot of my money-making deals have been flaking out recently, and that sucks. That really, really sucks. But I was just, I don't know, I was ready for it. Like, massive wins. Like, I sold a lot of things. And then I had more deals lined up, but then all of those fell through. So it was like 4 wins in a row, followed by 4 losses in a row. And I wouldn't say like losses, but basically like just things falling through. And yeah, like that 4-4 really just kind of kept things in perspective of like, you're going to have good days and bad days. You're not going to have a flawless run, a flawless victory throughout your entire career, or even throughout the month, or even throughout the year. So just recognizing that has been very, very powerful and important. But yeah, I'm trying to like balance everything, because although like things like feel like they're picking up, I still need to put in a whole lot of work. There still needs to be a whole lot done to really get there. And I realized today that I need to start looking for my number two. I need to start looking for the person who I can count on day or night to kind of just be there and help me build some of the things that I'm looking to build. So if that's you, definitely reach out. But I'm looking for like a mixing and mastering engineer, looking for somebody who's very much like me, you know, very humble, no ego, and just ready to do what it takes to get there, but also like playing the long-term game, being very patient, having gratitude, having humility, having empathy. I need somebody with all these traits, and so I'm just gonna look for it like heavy. If I can find someone that, you know, is right on the money for that stuff, I think I'm just gonna go for it and really try to build, get them on my team, and that way we can build something together. Who knows, maybe they even are starting their own things and then I can be in the back seat for. I'm okay with sitting passenger or sitting in the back seat on a lot of things. I've realized that, you know, being the leader of every project is like, not only is it draining, but it's just time-consuming. It's a lot. It's a lot to deal with. A whole lot of responsibility, a whole lot of pressures. So, yeah, that's just the way I'm feeling about that. Need to find someone to start building with. Or I can keep doing it alone. I mean, I'm fine with either way. I just know that, you know, a lot of people aren't really able to put in as much time and energy that I'm able to put into things, and, you know, it's okay. We're still very early. It's still extremely early in the process, so I'm kind of getting there. I'm almost ready. And what I say by almost ready is like, let's say tomorrow your career took off. Would you be ready? Would you be in the right mental space? Would you have learned all the things that you needed to learn to navigate? That's kind of the burning question in my mind. It's like, if everything just took off tomorrow, would I even be ready? So I think I just need to keep preparing, keep learning, a whole lot of knowledge, more books. It's a whole lot of soaking up more information. And then also just balancing, like, staying very zen about everything. You know, I take a lot of shots at the basket. I shoot the ball at the rim all the time. I mean, sometimes you hit nothing but net. Sometimes you hit the rim. Sometimes you fucking airball it. I mean, my point is, I take a lot of shots at the basket. And, I'm hoping that my ideology of, you know, being okay with failing at a lot of things, just that having that stomach for adversity and taking losses, I'm hoping that I'm getting better at it. And I think I am, you know. I'm just taking a lot of sucker punches that are coming my way, and I'm ready for it. So, you know, just gotta keep going. I'm driven. right now, and I'm driven because I'm seeing a little bit of progress. It's like, you know, imagine working for 8 months on something and seeing no progress, but on month 9, like, something actually happens. That, to me, is valuable. As an entrepreneur, just any creative in any field, I mean, just as a person, like, especially if you're out there doing things, but, you know, you gotta get your head in the game. I think that's the first step, just start playing the game. But, yeah, I wish you guys nothing but happiness, peace, love, success, just enjoyment. I wish you guys good health and to be having fun, and, Those are the real things that matter. Like, if you're healthy, if you're having fun, if you're happy, that's all that matters. Forget about everything else. You know, having a sports car is not important. Having a nice watch is not important. You know, even having, like, fancy clothes, that's not important. Like, as long as everything's taken care of, you have good health, your family's in good health, you're having fun, and you're happy. Those are the most important things, at least to me. So, I like to simplify everything, and if I can just keep those things very basic, very simple, I have very little problems a lot of the times. So, yeah, allows me to go faster. I appreciate everybody. Like I said, wishing you all the best. Take care.